Not click babes.
Two amazing women.
They're seriously so funny.
Yeah, I guess you're okay.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Not Click Babes, Season 3, Episode 3. I'm Valerie.
And I'm Mercedes.
And we're here, you guys. I'm going to start off by saying, I'm not sorry, but I am sorry. I don't even know how long it's been. Let me actually look it up. How long has it been?
3 months.
You're lying.
Because it was January to February, February to March, March to
April.
Almost four months.
Stop right here, right now. Hold the phone.
You're gonna die. It's being held. What?
You're gonna die. Okay. Beautiful stories. So that episode, just keep it in mind, that episode was posted January 5th. Just keep that in mind, you guys.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. But as we do on the channel, always, weekly vibe checks.
Weekly, yes.
Well, this is going to be a 3 month vibe check because so much has changed between that episode and now.
Was it January 5th that was posted?
January 5th.
Then it's a 4 month vibe check.
Son of a gun. I don't know what month.
Son of a gun. Counting.
I have no idea how many. You know, math is hard, guys. I failed it. Got D's in it twice. We know I'm not a mathematical genius, but I think in that, did I, you know what, let's just get into it.
Let's get right into it, Val. Can I have your 4 month vibe check, please?
You may.
Okay.
I will give it. So keep in mind, we posted the last podcast January 5th. We talked about the Nikki Blonsky. Is
cameo,
that her name?
Yes.
Cameo, and how she had mentioned that obviously I got my job and then I got a new car. Between now and then, so literally January 5th, we posted that. January 17th, Mercedes can see.
Mm-hmm.
January 17th, I hit a coyote. Brand new car. Hit a coyote. I think I had the car for what, like a month?
Mm-hmm.
Just about a month. That car is no longer, she no longer is audible. She's no longer at my house. She's no longer part of my family. The coyote, all in all, when you hear this story, it's just like, and I'm not going to bore you guys with it, but here's just what it's going to be. The coyote was still in my car when they took it. So that's going to be great. Just do what you will with that information. And it was really hard for them to actually fix it. But every time, they kept giving it back to me, though. They were very persistent. They were like, it's good. I would literally, every single time, this happened about 3 or 4 times, I would drive there to go pick it up. And then I would drive to work. Everything's fine. I would get, mind you, I didn't drive the car for a whole 8 hours. I go into the car, turn it on, and then the check engine light would come on every single time. And the last time, I was literally on my way to go get it, and she called me when I was on my way, and the emotional thing was like that whole day, the day before too, like they were testing it, they were driving it, they were putting miles on her, okay? And for some reason, when I'm on my way to go get it, she turns it on. She's putting gas in it because she was like, because we drove it. And then she's like, oh, but then the check engine light came on. I'm like, y'all going to tell me those 2 whole days of driving, 2 whole days, a check engine light didn't come on? But suddenly, like, when I'm on my way.
She's like, yeah, we took it across country and we came back. And for some reason, the check engine light's on. So I'm not sure what to do now, but you're SOL, my guy. Like, yeah, we went to Nashville and came back. Have you been to Dolly World? Incredible.
I'm like, which your car has. So it was just like so annoying, and I literally like cried. I told my mom, I was like, I don't want the car anymore. I literally don't care. I'll take my losses. I was like, I'm done. Yeah. I just can't live like this anymore. I can't.
Gotta learn how to ride a bike.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gonna have to learn. I can't do this. And my mom went in the next day and said, gave my daughter a new car, did her little Dolores mom duties, and walked out with a 2021 Jetta. So even better than what I got. White, you guys, which is my element. So
yeah, Caucasity.
Caucasity. We stand. We stand. Mm-hmm. United, we stand.
We stand. Is that part of the Pledge of Allegiance or the Army motto?
No, it's unite. It's like heartache to heartache. We stand.
We stand.
Does she say united?
No problem. No. No, but I think there's, she does, there's but like a an in armed my forces version that I think says united we stand.
I think that.
Did I make that up?
No, I think that is something, but I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough to know.
I haven't been drafted yet, so I don't know.
I know. When we get drafted, we'll let you guys know. Let us know in the comments down below. Where is that from?
Let us know down below which armed forces you think we'd be drafted for. Personally, I'm thinking the Marines.
That's the hardest one.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
They're like, she's built like a linebacker. Let's put her in there. Speaking of linebackers, I was recently drafted for the NFL. So. But I turned it down. I turned it down
for the podcast. For the podcast.
For the podcast. I was like, I have too many things to focus on right now, and I can't be a superstar football player. But
close. Yeah. No, but then, but to continue off, I finally, ladies and gentlemen, between then and now, I officially have a boyfriend. So I'm on elite tier. No, I'm just kidding. But no, but I really do. I really do have a boyfriend, guys. I remember when I sent
she made it up.
When I sent you and Nikki a text, and I was like, oh, I don't even remember what it was. I was like, I was like, I have a boyfriend. I'm at his house. And then Nikki sends a text. He's like, why does this sound like somebody who's trying to make up the fact that they have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
I have a boyfriend. I was like, no, I didn't mean it like that. It was because I didn't want, because the last time an incident happened where I didn't text you guys and then you guys were worried, literally about to freaking
there's
start.
No. let me differentiate these two events, okay? There's a difference between saying, I'm going to go hang out with this person. This is who he is. I've never met him. This is who he is. This is what he looks like. This is his name. This is where I'm going, okay? If I get that text, I'm like, okay, so she doesn't know this person. She's going to this person's house. I say, okay, text me when you're going home, or text me, check in with me if everything's chill, because you're meeting them for the first time. I don't get a text. I panic. I run a background check. I ran a background check. I really did. I paid $5 to run a background check. So that's $5 I will never get back, because Val refused to text me when she said she would. And I was calling her. I was about to call the police. I wish I was kidding. I was about to call the fucking police. I had Nikki. I called Nikki first, because he's kind of like the police.
He is.
He really is. He'll go banging on a door. But I called him, and then he's like, no, I think it's fine. Let me try calling her. And then he was like, this bitch is not answering my phone calls. I don't know what to do. So, and I knew you would have been real fucking embarrassed if I called the police. I'll tell you that right now. So you're lucky. You're lucky you answered when you did. At this point, she answers at like 3:30 in the morning. And anyways, so imagine that compared to her just texting us at fucking 7:30 on a Wednesday. Like, guys, I have a boyfriend now. Like, what the fuck? Like, huh? That's way different. That's way different.
You know what? That's actually very true. I didn't think about it that way. Thank you so much for clarifying.
Yeah, I could tell. I can tell. I'm just fearing for the safety of someone I know. I care for.
That was honestly
like, la-di-da-di-da.
I know. I'm literally like, but I really do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it, because, you know, sometimes you just never know.
You know, that just, to me, proved that you were having a fun time if you were not picking up your phone. Because I'm always on my phone, especially if I'm bored. I will be on my phone. So it's like, if I'm not texting you back, I must be having the time of my life, or I'm dead.
No, but here's my thing, though. It's just like, when every time I'm with somebody, it's because, so like, when I hang out with you and Nikki, I think the only time I'm on my phone is if we're watching TikToks collectively, but usually it's like, I'm not on it.
That's a lie.
Yeah, no,
that's a lie.
No, it's not.
That's a lie.
Tell
I me. Will bring in Nicholas.
Yeah, go ahead.
To back me up. That's a lie. You're on your phone, and that's okay.
No,
I'm not
tell
upset.
Me what I'm doing on my phone. When I'm with you
texting,
guys.
Texting, on Instagram, on Pinterest.
Okay, on Pinterest,
Snapchat,
yes.
On Snapchat.
On Snapchat, what am I doing on Snapchat?
Sending selfies.
Because the only people I Snapchat consecutively are our group chat and you. So unless I'm in the sitting in the same room as you, sending you and Nikki Snapchats.
You have that point. No, you respond to other people's Snapchats.
Yeah, but like it's not like I'm like actively like doing it. But it's also like when I'm in a room full of people who love to be on their phones, obviously I have to entertain myself.
I have ADHD. I have to have five different forms of stimuli happening. I don't think you understand. I've noticed this recently. I will turn on the TV. I have the big living room TV on. I'm on my Switch, playing my Switch. I have my phone. I get on my phone. I'm on Snapchat. I'm doing that. And then sometimes I'll even put in my headphones. I'll listen to music. I don't think you understand. I didn't realize I did this until I finally was like, oh my God, the amount of devices I have going on right now is stressful. Not for me, but to a bystander or to a third party, it might be stressful. But for me, I was thriving.
Right.
Five different stimuli there. But yeah, I mean, I can go without being on my phone.
I can
too. I've done it.
I can
too. Will I be happy the whole time? No. But I if I am having a really good time, then I will. Or if I'm being stimulated mentally, my phone will be out of sight.
Out of sight, out of mind.
But if we're just sitting around watching the same episodes of Drag Race, I'm going to be on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. And
that's fair. I feel like you have a really big bedroom.
I do.
I think I've been in it. I've actually been in it.
You have been in it. I was just thinking about this. I was like, I don't know if Val's seen my bedroom. But I was like, no, you've been to my house.
It's pretty big. It's really big. Like, my room isn't. Like, my room's probably your closet.
Your room is about the size of my room in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyways. It is. But this one, yeah, like I have a big bean bag to the right of me that I could fit in here. I have double door closets. Like it's a whole wall, essentially. I have a dresser, queen size bed, and I still have room to roam. Yeah, I'm just bragging now.
She's just like, I also have a Lamborghini.
I also have a Lamborghini, Gucci, Prada, all that. I shit Prada. Anyways.
Like, not a big deal.
And my sister has the same size room. So that's pretty cool. And we have our own bathrooms.
Dang.
So.
Wait, but like in your room? Connected in your room?
Girl, you've been in my house. No. Have you been in my house? You've been in my house. In your house. No, not connected to my room. It's right outside my room. But. So my sister has her bathroom right outside her room. And I have my bathroom right outside my room. And then it's cool because there's a guest room in between both the bathrooms. So it's like you're right in the middle.
How many bed, one bath is this? How many bed, how many baths?
It's 4 bed, 3 bath.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's luxury.
You've been to my house. That I know. Just proves you have to come over again.
I know. I went that one time. Well, two
times. That one time. Yeah. You actually have to stay because it's kind of cool. Because like you could essentially have the bathroom to yourself.
You guys have a pool?
No, I don't want to talk about it. It's funny because I was just talking about this with my mom the other day. I was on Google Maps and I was like, damn, look how many of our neighbors have pools. And we're the only one on the fucking block that doesn't have a pool. But we do have a backyard.
That's what you gotta say. That's what you gotta tell your dad. Be like, look, you gotta go to Vegas. You gotta get some coins and you gotta win it for us.
Gotta get us some coin and get us a pool. I agree. But then I didn't realize how much maintenance a pool is. And I was like, I am not going to maintenance that thing. I am not going to maintenance it. I'm not going to clean it. You have to change all the water, the chlorine. Did you know there's a chlorine shortage in the United States?
Mm.
There's a chlorine shortage. Let's just think about that. Do I want to contribute to that problem, to that shortage?
To that.
Not right now.
Essentially nothing.
Yeah, but I am contributing to the boba shortage. There's a boba shortage as well.
Is there really?
And I'm contributing to it. I love boba.
I literally haven't had boba since that last time we had it at that place in.
Oh, so good. That's so sad. I'm so sorry for you. I miss getting boba with my friends.
I miss being able just to walk and then see you. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Right. Don't get me started. It gets me emotional. I was like, wow, I used to do something every single day. Like, as someone who struggles to wake up every day and, like, give myself a reason to exist in the world, I used to be able to just, you'd be like, oh, do you want to go do something? And I would get up. And we would walk. Know me. I hate walking. We would just walk. We would walk miles. In one day. for what? Just because we wanted to do something, and we would, and that was great, and I miss it, and I cherish it deeply. So you don't know what you got till it's gone. That was Nick Jonas talking about his diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't. You don't know when your glucose is
low. You don't.
Is that what it is?
I thought it was insulin.
Is that not glucose?
Is that glucose?
Sugar?
Comment down below if you know what glucose is and insulin, because I don't.
Tell us what diabetes is. Let us know in the comments please. Down below.
Thank you. And explain how a little bit longer made you feel, because it made me feel like he was going to die.
The music video, when they were at the hospital, I was like, oh my gosh.
Shut up. That was emotional. And it was in black and white.
Mm.
I was like, shut the fuck up. Y'all really got me. My 9-year-old heart. Mm-hmm. I was ready to be a part of the funeral proceedings.
It just gets emotional. It genuinely
was. And I'm glad he could share his story.
You know what? It is important. It was crazy, though. You saw the documentary?
Of course I did.
I saw it, too. But, like, the fact that he was just, like, eating a whole bunch of, like, whatever. Sodas down the hatch.
Eating sodas.
Eating sodas. Like, finding ways
eating the
to
whole
eat
bottle,
the soda.
Can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Freezing it. Chewing on it.
What is it called? Finding Happiness?
Yes. No, it's Happiness Begins. But it was Finding Happiness was the documentary, yes.
Finding Happiness. Watch it on Amazon? Oh, Happiness Amazon. Begins. Mm-hmm. Happiness Begins.
Was that the documentary, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, it's Happiness something. Look up Happiness and Jonas Brothers and you'll find
a
documentary,
up,
okay?
Jonas Brothers documentary. It's going to pop up, guys. I mean, we could do that, too, I just don't feel the... I just don't
feel the energy.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, we're trying to test your guys' like Google search skills.
Yeah,
use those filters. You'd be shocked what you can find in Google with like 4 words.
Legit, the internet is literally the whole world is at your fingertips.
I am so good at Googling things. Like, give me the most generic, like, explanation of something, and I'll be able to find it on Google. I'm incredible. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the like inner iPad kid in me, but I'm so good at
you
it.
And Nikki are like really good. I literally gave him. I remember. I think I gave you a name once, and you're like, "Here, I found him." And I was like, "Huh?"
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll do a background check too.
Mercedes's background checks. Let her know in the comments down below who you would want to do a background check on.
Yeah,
and
I'll pay $5.
Have you ever done a background check? Let us know down in the comments down below. Oh,
comment down below.
You know what else? There's so many things that have happened that we just honestly. So now that we have your attention, now that we have all these thoughts running through your mind of commenting down below, we have an Instagram.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Instagram account at NotClickBabes. Okay, make sure you like it because we will follow back. What I want for it is to be a safe space. I want us to be able to comment down below and let us know. Let's teach each other what is diabetes. Glucose, insulin? What are the
what is glucose? What is we glucose? Need to know that these are the answers that people
want to
know.
These are the answers
okay?
we want it to be a for. Community. All right. Mm-hmm. So make sure you follow us, and then maybe we'll do a face reveal. I don't know.
I think most of them know what we look like. If I'm being quite
I know,
honest.
But like we have like over fans overseas, so we can't neglect that. We can't like they don't know what we look like. They only know what we. The picture that we put for
our like icon.
Yes.
Well, what do you that's what I look like. That's literally a picture of me. We took that picture together. You don't remember
that picture together, but I just want them to know like our full bodies. You know what I mean? Like full face.
Full body reveal full body at reveal. 30,000 followers. Toes reveal at 30,000, 35,000 followers.
Legit, we should. OnlyFans.
And what's crazy, that I could never. I'm so insecure. But Val sent me a screenshot the other day of someone DMing us, like a brand, a studio DMing us, talking about how they love our vibe and how well we mesh together on this podcast. And we were freaking out because our names are not on our Instagram bio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like either they listen to the podcast or they somehow looked us up on like on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or something and read the description. By the way, they put in work.
They put in, yeah, they took that extra step. Because they could have been like, hey.
Yeah, they could have just been like, hey.
Not click babes.
Yeah.
And like,
exactly.
Or names. It was scary.
They addressed us by name. It was scary. Unfortunately, we're going to have to politely decline their offer of us using their studio because, first of all, we don't have money.
We don't have money. Unless they're going to give it to us for free. Can't.
Well, promo for promo.
Also, I don't even know how, because we literally film these in the dead of night. So unless they're open 24 hours, not going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm not going to do this at fucking 2 p.m.
Mm-mm.
on a Thursday.
We can't do that anymore. We don't have that flexibility.
We legally can't. We do not. But what they do also do is they have a production studio. So if we really wanted to, we could do a photo shoot of our brand.
We literally could.
Comment down below if you guys want us to do a photo shoot of our brand and donate to our Venmo.
I don't have Venmo.
Send me $10. Zelle?
Zelle, we have Zelle.
Or you could just write us a check. That too.
Yeah.
Savings bonds.
Send us your saving bonds that you got for Christmas or for a birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or send us like a deed to your house. It does work too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn that down.
And maybe like your social securities. So.
And your mom's maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk. But that's our podcast. And it's crazy because I talked to Val's family recently. Mm-hmm. I talked to them quite a bit, actually. I know them. I know all them and they all know me, which is really funny. Val doesn't know any of my family. Anyways, so I was talking to them. And Val always says, like, oh, yeah, people like my family listens, my friends listen, like they actually listen, they enjoy it. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I took it at face value because, you know, there's always so much you can take. But then I met them and they actually listened to the
podcast. Yeah, I wasn't lying.
I didn't say you were lying, but I thought you were exaggerating.
No, like, I mean, like, literally all my cousins listen to it. Literally now my cousin Aliana listens to it. She was literally listening to it on the way for me going to go hang out with her. Like, it's like, it's true fans.
The support, the love, appreciation, and it sucks because like I like putting time into this. I want to put more time into it. And honestly, if it's after like 3:30 on a weekday, I can do it.
Why not on a weekend?
I'm willing to do it because I sleep on my weekends.
Yeah, so you can do it like on a Sunday night.
You don't get the Sunday scaries?
I don't know what that is.
So. When you have a job you hate, you get these Sunday scaries. So it's like you get all this anxiety thinking about the upcoming week.
That's so crazy because it's crazy that you said that. And I hate to do this, but I'm going to. Because my boyfriend mentioned that last night and I was like, I didn't even know what that was. And then his dad was like.
That's so crazy because I mentioned that like 5 days ago, like last weekend too. I talked about Sunday scaries.
Well, I didn't know what it was.
Your eyes, you just went.
I'm like, I know. I was like, literally having a That's How Raven moment. I was like, my vision.
Yeah, back in the. Yeah, anyways, Sunday scaries.
Sunday scaries. But wouldn't that kind of like mellow you out? Because it could be like a midday thing, like a 5 p.m.
No.
Because I feel like that's like the best day for me. Because I can guarantee it would be recorded.
See, my thing is, I'm very anxious all the time. So, I don't know. It's like Sunday scaries are real. Like, it's not like for me, when I say that, it's not like a cutesy, like, this week is going to suck. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to commit suicide.
Suicide,
because I don't want to get. I believe in censorship in some ways. I don't want to say the actual word, and if my therapist ever listens to this, I'm totally fine. I am not contemplating. Don't worry, I'm okay. Oh, why are you? Why? What was that bass? Did you hear a noise? Your house is so loud.
I know my house. You can literally stop. Have you ever sat in the living room? Okay. And the window that's there, like, is dead quiet. You hear, like, someone's knocking on it. Did you hear that?
No, I never heard that. I will kill myself. Stop.
You're going to die. Next time you come, we're going to wait. You can literally hear, like, if someone's tapping on the window.
Shut up.
I swear.
Is it the wind?
My dad says it's, like, the bugs hitting the, like, thing. Like, I don't think so.
It's the bugs trying to get in. They're like, let me in.
They're literally committing suicide to get in, you know?
Suicide.
But it's like it literally sounds like this is the sound. Can you guys hear it?
And that was a live reenactment of the bugs hitting Val's living room window.
It's literally emotional, you guys. It is. Sometimes I feel like maybe it's just somebody out there that's just tapping on the window, like, because they can see me.
Ugh, stop.
But
they're like, she's so cute. I hope she pays attention to me.
Legit, and I'm like, no.
No, can't give you the time of day.
I literally so can't even, like, I can only focus on one thing at a time. Legally
I can't. It's really bad. But yeah, I in case this wasn't obvious enough, I have ADHD.
You have,
our listeners are gagged right
ACDC?
Now. I have ACDC in stereo. Yeah, it's there. It's loud and proud. It's crazy. I was like, I am a grown woman and you're coming to me telling me that I have this? Excuse me? I wish I would have known this earlier. I felt like my life would have played out way different. You know? I feel like I would be a billionaire by now. Like, if this would have been under wraps 5 years ago, who knows where I would have been? Yeah. When they ask you, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm like, being diagnosed with ADHD. No big deal.
She called it.
No biggie.
She called it.
I did. So I'm on that thing now that kids call Addy.
Oh.
Whatever that means. A couple
of Addies, some Adderall. Yeah.
So I will keep you guys updated.
Oh, wait.
On my medical journey.
Then what are Xannies?
Xanax is for anxiety. So it, like, calms you down, puts you at ease. Whereas Adderall is a way for you to focus. So sets you on focus, stops making you so jittery, kind of also calms you down. Mm. But, like, there's a difference in losing focus compared to having anxiety.
Interesting.
If that makes sense. Comment down below if you're on either of those medications or if you know anything about Xanax or Adderall, whether you take it recreationally or medically. Or
whether you take it legally or illegally. Let us know in the comments down below.
Yep, that's it. Let us not. We are not cops.
We ain't a knock.
But that's how my life's been going. It's just these medical diagnoses that I didn't even ask for this. I didn't ask for this. She was, you know, they always check in with your symptoms. They're like, have you been experiencing this? Because they want to make sure you're not going to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, valid. So she's asking me all these questions and then she's like, to me it sounds like you have ADHD. And I'm like, I'm 23 years old. What do you mean by that? She's like, it's very common in women to be diagnosed late in life. I'm like, oh, because doctors don't take women seriously.
Ooh,
they don't.
Snaps.
I'm serious. They snaps. They don't take women's pain seriously. They don't take women's concerns seriously. And also all studies on ADHD have just been done on men. So that's why it's harder to detect ADHD in women or in young girls, because we haven't been paying enough attention in the medical field to do so. So that's why I always have female doctors, except my dentist. I saw my dentist today, actually. I love my dentist. He's a great man. Also, I'm getting a retainer.
I love that.
I'm just living out my teen years right
you
now.
You really are. I love it.
I am. Getting a retainer, getting ADHD. Having existential crises every day. It's great. It's living with my parents. It's so fun. Also, I'm not still unemployed. I'm employed now.
You are employed.
I am unfortunately employed. I am part of corporate America. Capitalism is the devil. Thank you.
Let us know down below if you are also a part of corporate America. And in your opinion, is capitalism the devil? Let us know down in the comments down below.
Let us know down below. I'm really interested to hear your takes. But yeah, that's... My brain is just all over the place right now. It is bouncing off the walls. Oh, AC's on.
I can hear. It sounded like somebody was like, ooh, like a ghost.
It was me singing.
It was really. She's actually in the shower right now. She's actually in the shower right now.
I am.
Can you guys?
I'm so talented.
Can you hear the water?
Can you hear the water? Can you hear me pump the soap? Also, your room is like super quiet. Because you don't have a fan.
Yeah, I do.
Like, you don't have, like, a ceiling fan. You don't have a ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah, no, I have that one that's on my dresser.
You have, a desk fan.
It's not a desk fan.
Please, I don't know how I feel about
don't
that.
Don't ever call it that.
It's a desk fan.
It's not a desk fan.
It's a desk fan. So when you have a fan that fits on a desk, it's a desk fan.
That thing's huge to be a desk fan.
Some people have huge desks.
Well... I mean, I guess that's true, but I would really, it's triggering to me that you would call it that. So if you could please not call it that, that would be really appreciated. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I'll refer to it just as a fan from now on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I have two fans that are not desk fans.
Neither do I.
I'm not referring to Val's desk. Val also does not have a desk fan. I just don't know how you do it.
Well, it's because it's crazy because, like, all this time since we've lived in this house, my AC in my room has never worked. But for some reason, this summer, it started working. So now I can actually feel, like, if there's AC on. But so I used to have this fan that my dad was like, here, like, do that.
That he kept in his office?
No. Specifically bought it for me to have in my room. Because it is a fan, Mercedes. It's not a desk fan. I don't know why we're putting labels on things. Shout out to my fellow radicals who believe that fans that fit on your dresser aren't considered, what are they? Considered desk fans. No, but yeah, so now it works. So now I can get AC in here. But it's, like, good to have. Sometimes it does get hot in here. Like, I won't lie.
It does. It really does.
Just because I am. Like, I'm super sexy. And then when you were here, like, you were also very sexy. So it was super
sexy.
Hot. It was super hot. It was super sexy in here. Like, that fan wasn't really doing much.
Right. Yeah. So that poor fan, desk fan, was
Mercedes,
overpowered.
I literally told you. Their pronouns are not desk fan. It's just fan.
Okay, sorry.
Please respect that.
You're right. I should respect that. You're right. Also, we are not making light of pronouns, just so you know.
We are not.
Mine are she, her. Once again. Just want to put that out there.
Mine, again, I don't have any because I don't want to be addressed.
Exactly.
Do not address me.
Do not address her. You don't want to make that mistake again. That's how I lost a finger. Anyways,
and a toe.
That was another incident. I'm concerned. But it's crazy because this is me on a tangent, but I'm glad that more people are, like, sharing their pronouns, because I switched, this is big news, guys, I switched my Bumble from Bumble Date to Bumble BFF, and first of all, I think I'm gay. On some levels, in some sort of way. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Women are just so cool, okay? And I'm like, do I just really want to be friends with them? Or do I have a crush on them? We'll never know. Actually, maybe one day we'll know. But
it's literally both.
Oh, true. Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, that's for another time. But a lot of them, I can tell if I want to be friends with someone based upon their bio, if they put their pronouns. Or if they put, like, a lot of
trans rights.
Yeah. Yep. Just trans rights. That's it. No, it's like BLM, LGBTQIA+, ally. Like, a lot of them put it in there. And I find it really interesting that it's mostly women that, like, put their values out there like that, which I think is cool, as opposed to men. They don't even know what a value is, if we're being quite honest. They don't know what it is. They don't know decency, morality, feelings. Who knows? Comment down below if you're a man and you know what feelings are. No comments. No comments are down below.
There's comments.
There's zero comments down below. But yeah, it's really interesting. And then I automatically swipe right if they have that. And so far, so good. It's been going pretty okay.
Have you met any of them?
No. I'm really nervous. You like should. That gives me anxiety.
You should, like, go on a date.
No.
See if that's the vibe. Obviously, on your own time if you feel comfortable.
Well, I'm not.
But I just feel like.
It's I think not just romantic.
Maybe, oh, I know, but like, what if you like do like girls? What if this is your way into the door of finding out your true identity?
No, I know my true identity. I'm just a dumb bitch. That's it.
You know, I know your true identity. Just a Broadway star.
That's it, baby. I'm a superstar. My mama told me.
Nobody can deny.
Exactly. My mama told me I would be nothing, but here I am on Broadway in New York City.
I'm a girl. No, she's like, I'm a woman in Chicago, and I'm scared.
How does it go?
I think I'm gonna like it here. She's like, Chicago, Chicago.
Okay.
It's a city that's exciting. It's a city that's inviting. It's a city just for me. There's a lake they call it Michigan. I guess I'm really fitting in the city. It's my perfect cup of tea. Chicago.
Okay, Trina. Get it, girl.
Chicago. And she's like, I'm gonna call this city Chicago. I'm like, so true, so true.
Forgot the part where she's like, they said I would never walk again.
They not said even, I'd never walk again. Not even on crutches. That Victoria's.
It was like, funny.
It was funny. Everybody but Victoria Justice.
Right. But the star of the show. Everyone no, but the star of the show.
Like that show was honestly super funny. Like it does. I feel like it needs more credit.
It needs more. And I need to start rewatching iCarly because there's clips that go viral on Twitter that I'm like, holy fucking shit, this is funny. It's a funny show. So Dan Schneider got one thing right. I mean, all of his shows were funny. Too bad he's like a creep. But his shows are funny. And then the iCarly reboot's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be weird. Like, what is she gonna be doing? And she like.
She's now like a full blown like YouTube star. Like she's not even on YouTube actually. She'll probably be like a full blown influencer. No, like a full blown influencer.
Wow.
I think she's married in this, no?
What the fuck? She's literally
I don't know actually. 15? I don't know. Please don't quote me. Please don't quote me. I don't really know much. I only saw a picture and I'm just assuming.
Can an official representative of Nickelodeon please comment down below? And let us know what the plot of iCarly will be, the reboot. Thank you. We'll have our people contact your people. But yeah, I want to know. And I kind of want to watch it, if I'm being honest.
You should. I think I'm going to watch it too. What is it going on? Is it Peacock?
Or Paramount? NBC? Really?
I don't know. Let me look.
I feel like it would be Paramount. I think it's Paramount because Paramount has the SpongeBob shows, right? That like prequel SpongeBob show.
Oh, Paramount Plus. I have no
I told
idea.
You, yeah. See, I think I want to get that because it has RuPaul's Drag Race on it. Like more than fucking 5 seasons on like Hulu. Let's talk about that. I am so tired of streaming services. Let me tell you why. It is exhausting. It's exhausting to keep up with them. I have to have like 8 subscriptions and they're all on different days of the month. So it's like every day fucking 8. $5 is being taken out of my bank account and I'm like, which fucking subscription is this and how long is it? Like I know upcoming my Amazon Prime subscription is gonna take out of my bank account and I'm no longer a fucking student. They let me know that real quick, so now I'm gonna pay $100-something. I don't even know how much it is. But
why are you paying for the full year? Why don't you just pay it monthly?
You
if it's $100. Yeah.
Well, no one ever told me that. No, I'm sorry, an official fucking Amazon account rep didn't come to my fucking door and explain all the plans to me. I'm sorry, Jeff Bezos. I missed that Zoom call with him. Jesus. I didn't know you could do that. I just, people are taking money from me left and right. I don't even fucking know it. Scams. They're all scams. If only there was a way to get all the content and media you wanted from one service. Oh, wait. That's called cable. But cable is running out of fucking business because all these streaming services, I don't know how I feel about it, guys. Streaming services should be like, it should be a singular one. I'm sorry. And I know you're thinking.
But you can honestly get all these streaming services and then all connect them to Hulu. So that way when you're on your Hulu account, all of them come up.
Shut all up. The shows. Are you serious? I'm learning so much right now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's all but Disney Plus and Netflix. So if you have like HBO Max, you have Showtime, you have HBO Max, Showtime. What else do they have on here? Like other streaming services Apple that TV. Aren't Netflix. Apple TV. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost everything, but
so it's things. Like almost everything, but like except not.
So
everything.
It's like all the little things. You connect it on there, and then that way, if you have like an HBO account or you have Showtime account, there's another one on there too. We have like everything here at this house.
No, you just have a Roku.
No, but we have like, we literally have. We have Hulu. We have the Hulu Live TV. We have Disney Plus. We have Showtime. We have Amazon Prime. We have HBO Max. We have, what else do we have? Because my dad just bought it. He has ESPN. We have,
Discovery Plus.
No, but I think my dad's going to get it. My dad loves watching like nature shows and things like that. Like, I'm not even kidding. All on Disney Plus, the only thing he watches is all the stuff on National Geographic.
Mm-hmm. Very him. I could totally see that.
And he watches so much Naked and Afraid.
Oh my God. My family and I used to binge watch the fuck out of that. I was always like, yeah, I could last max like a week. No doubt.
I could last an hour. And I'd be like, get me the fuck out of here.
I think that the thing that would suck the most is like, the walking, the feet, the
the naked,
like, the
sweat.
The sweat. You shut have, the fuck up, ew.
You do have huge tits. Ew.
People would see the sweat. People would see my tit sweat. They would literally see it in action, live.
It's like, but why are we acting like this isn't something that naturally happens? Just because you're a woman doesn't mean you can't sweat.
Yeah, it does. I shouldn't be. Legally, I shouldn't be.
Legally,
women have to suffer so much. They have to go through childbirth periods, menopause, growing boobs, and we have to deal with sweat. What the fuck is this about? Riddle me that.
It's because the reason why we can is because we're the strongest things alive. That's why.
We really
That's
are.
Why.
Mm-hmm. That's why. Short and sweet. Well, it really sucks being the strongest person alive because I really can't be taking all this pain all the time. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I know. It gets heavy.
She's heavy. She is.
She is heavy.
But that's a little...
I had like a little whistle when you were talking.
Oh, sorry. It was my gap too. You fucking bitch. That's why I'm getting a retainer.
You don't even have a gap tooth.
I used to.
Gap tooth, bitch.
You gap tooth, bitch. That's me. I used to have a gap tooth. Can you believe?
Mm-hmm.
It was very cute.
I'd like to see it.
I will send you a photo as soon as I can look at my phone and think
about
it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But I love how when I was a kid, when you were a kid, you had a gap tooth. When I was a kid, I had a mullet. Are you going to look at me and tell me that I'm wrong? Are you going to look at me and tell me that I'm wrong?
The difference in that is like I had something that you couldn't fix right away. You had something that was there by choice.
No, not my choice.
Your mom just
not
hated
my
you.
Choice.
She tried to ruin like, you.
My mom was like, give her the short bangs, the keep it long in the back, but give her layers.
She did not know what the fuck she was doing. Huh?
She
did
and not she know. Was like, we're not gonna style it. We're just gonna leave it her natural curls.
It's so fugly. I need a picture of that because all I have are pictures of you like I want to say middle school and up, middle school and older.
Ew, middle school I look so ugly.
You did. I'm so sorry, but you did. And middle I school me was so not ugly. Was not a treasure either. You know, I had the bangs, I had the come over bangs, just the straight bangs, and the curly hair in the back, in a ponytail. Yeah. Keep in mind, and the gap teeth. gap teeth, and the transition lenses.
Yep.
I love it.
Everyone convinced me that the transition lenses were cool. They were not. So I had those for a while. For a while, I looked like Bono from U2, right? He's from U2? Yeah. Yes?
I have no idea. Let us know in the comments down below. Is Bono from U2?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Bono. Bonobo.
Yeah, he's from U2. He's an Irish singer-songwriter.
Irish?
Yeah. Oh, God. Look at those glasses. Yep. Very transition. Very much me. He is 5'6". I am literally Bono. I am literally Bono. He is 5'6". I am Bono. I have the glasses. I had the gap tooth. Wow. This is crazy. Who would have thought?
You heard it here first. Mercedes is Bono.
My double life. In a past life, maybe. But I had gap teeth, and then I never had braces. So they just kind of, my teeth kind of came together, and I lost the gap, I think. Right? I lost it, right? Or am I delusional?
Yeah, you don't have any gap tooth. Like, I could never believe that you had gap.
That I was a gap tooth bitch? I was.
Could never believed it.
Yeah. I didn't lose my last tooth until I was in the 8th grade. Is that weird?
I don't know. I don't know when I lost my last tooth. I was just punching myself in the mouth, you know.
Getting oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Work smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. Wow. I can't imagine the mullet. I'm so sorry. I thought my life was bad. Oof.
The mullet was present. She was here. She was strong. And the sad thing was, it's not like it was like for a year. It's not like it was for 2 years. It's not like it was for 3 years. It was basically every age that I was until I think I was probably in the first grade that the mullet wasn't present anymore.
So it was like an every year occurrence.
It was like I was born with a mullet, you know?
I'm like, so sorry. Comment down below if you were born with a mullet. Comment down below.
Let us know. Like, literally, if you saw, like, I mean, it looks so good. Like, when I think about it now, it looks good.
Shut up.
But I'm like, a baby shouldn't have that.
A baby should not be partying in the front and having business in the back.
Yeah,
or no, it should not be having business in the front and partying in the back. It shouldn't be having that. No baby has a briefcase.
Mm-mm.
Except the boss baby. But that's so sad. If it makes you feel better, when I was a baby, like a baby, I looked like Schmeagol from Lord of the Rings.
No, you didn't.
Schmeagol? Yes, I did. I feel like I've shown you the photo. I look.
No,
like
you need to send me a picture, and I'll send you a picture of my mullet.
Okay.
Like, you would have thought me and Nikki were like, me and Nikki had the same haircut, but Nikki's obviously, for some reason, better. Too, Nikki looked better. It wasn't as long in the back.
And that continued for the rest of his life. He just looked better.
My mom used to tell me that he used to scream bloody murder anytime they went to go get his haircut.
And now he cuts his own hair.
Because of that. Because he was just he just couldn't trust.
He was so scared, wasn't he? Look,
he didn't want to get the mullet. He didn't want to get the mullet.
He knew better. You were just too trusting of people.
I walked so he could run. Okay.
He could fly away. So he could fly far, far away. Mm-hmm. I think that was the perk of having a mom that was also a cosmetologist. Oh. No. My mom always cut my hair.
Yeah.
And she did a damn good job. She still cuts my hair and does a damn good job. So paying for haircuts? Don't know her. Sorry.
I don't know her either. I cut my own hair.
I can tell.
No, you can't.
You're right, I can't.
It compliments my hair. It does look really good. I know.
It is.
I was meant to do cosmetology. I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Getting a degree. Unfortunately. I know, unfortunately. I mean, you could go and get your cosmetology license. Nothing's stopping you.
I know, but it's just like so much work. Like at this point, it's like I'm working 40 hours a week, and then I'm going to have to do an extra 20 a week for school. So that's why I'm just like, I'm not motivated right now to do it. So I'm like, mm-hmm. clearly it's not that big of an importance right now in my life, but I am thinking about it. So.
Okay, queen. Look at those goals, those hopes, those dreams.
Oh, I was watching this thing on Netflix. Tell me if you heard about it. Tell me if you heard about it. Tell me if you watched it. It was Seaspiracy.
I've heard about it.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it?
No, I don't believe the ocean's real.
That's fair. That's mm-hmm. fair. Mm-hmm. It was emotional. Let me tell you guys that. I was not expecting it to literally make me want to rethink my whole life. And make me really think that, wow, people are really pushing for us to not, to basically say that we're doing things, but we're not. So that big corporations can continue to make millions off of slaughtering, you know, literally slaughtering a whole species of many different aquatic animals.
Girl, I could have told you that.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's like scary to think that. I mean, I knew the sharks. I knew for me, the sharks, if the sharks die, our whole ecosystem dies, we die. But I didn't know that if the whales died, that shit mm-hmm. also affects, like, that affects our oxygen. I didn't know 85% of our oxygen came from the ocean. That was scary. I was like, we need to do something. Yeah, I know. That is the education system for
we
you.
We need to do something like fund public education.
How about that? We need to fund public education.
We do.
And that was so scary, just, like, learning all these things. And then when they were like, oh, you know, using recyclable straws only saves, like, 2 sea turtles a year. I'm like, what? Why are we?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm like, why are we focusing on that? How about let's save the freaking sharks species that's dying, or the whale species that are dying, or the one freaking dolphins. They literally were like, yeah, these the fishing companies killed 37 dolphins to get 8 tuna. And I'm like,
no one even likes tuna.
And it was so crazy because they're like, it's the fishing companies. They're like, if we stopped fishing, we wouldn't. Literally, it's not, they were like, literally the fishing is what's killing, like, the oceans more. It's not the plastic. It's not us leaving just all of our garbage in there. They're like, I know, but
it's not us treating it up. Like a complete fucking landfill.
But they were saying it's the fishing. It's the, because, again, the fishing nets are the mm-hmm. main thing that is literally, that the dolphins, that the whales
are choking on, dying,
that
yeah.
sharks are eating. And it's like, if we cut that, that would drastically, like, reduce, like, how bad these oceans are. And I'm like, mm-hmm. it is crazy. And then, first of all, this documentary is really great, you guys. I really recommend you should watch it. Seaspiracy, Netflix. Alexis Aliana, you guys have my password, so now you have to watch it. But it's like, it was crazy because he went to, like, one of these things, because sometimes they just kill the dolphins to prevent them from being in competition of eating their fish that they want to sell. So they're like, instead of the dolphins, you know, doing what dolphins do and eat fish, they're like, no, let's yeah. just slaughter all of them because then we can have more fish. And it's like, bitch, we can't do that because just the whole balance is off. And right. It's just crazy. And it's crazy how, and then they were saying how the people who are like the dolphin safe tuna, they're working with the big corporations that are slaughtering all the dolphins. So they're making you think that it is dolphin safe, but it's not. It's not dolphin safe. Anything that says dolphin safe on it, no.
Nope.
Just any seafood that you're eating, it's not in any way the environment. They're not doing anything to, like, protect these animals. And you should be aware of that. And if we lower our fish consumption as well as our meat consumption, but right now we're talking about
I was about
fish.
To say, if we say, Miss Girl, wait till you hear about the meat consumption.
I know.
And how that affects
I got to get on that. I got to get on
yes,
that.
You
I
do.
Know.
You got to stop
I know
it.
I do.
You got to
see. I got to stop. I lowered it.
At least stopped.
I single-handedly
lowered it.
I single-handedly lowered it. But they were literally saying that if we stopped, like, the amount of our, like, fish consumption, It helps, but it's also, again, mm-hmm. it's the fishing industries, because if they're not making the money, and then it was so sad, then they can't do anything. But it was so sad because one thing that I didn't know they were going to bring up in this doc was how they literally will just cut off all the shark's fins and throw them back in the ocean, literally leaving them there to just kind of just be there die, essentially. And it was just kind of really sad. And it was just like how they just use it literally to eat it just because. Like, it's not like it's something that tastes good. It's not that it's something. It's just because it's a status symbol. It was so sad to see it. But then they end it, like, because there's, like, these people that literally, like, so when the whales come or, like, when the dolphins come, they literally just slaughter them just because. Again, because that competition kind of thing. So they do that. And they literally, he goes, the guy who's filming the documentary, he goes to one of them. And obviously he's doing it, like, undercover because, like, things like that. But you just see, like, all these dolphins, not these whales coming in. And then you just see, like, boats. And then, like, all these guys start running in because they bring them up to the cove. And so then they start running in, grab their knives, start killing all of these, like, all of these whales. And I'm just like, for what?
Whales or dolphins?
I think it's whales. It might be dolphins. Okay. They were like,
because you were just talking about dolphins, that's why.
Because they do it for the dolphins too in Japan. It's heavy over there. But they were literally saying, even with all the slaughterings, they're like more, like 10 times more the animals die from the fishing, from the fish nets, from the carelessness. So what they say is just lower your fish consumption or completely demolish it. And it was crazy. It's just a crazy documentary. I recommend it. It's really sad. But do know that if our oceans die, we die. Think about
that. Well, yeah, that's... I can tell you right now, the reason why the climate is so bad...
Oh, because of the oceans.
Because of big corporations.
It's because of the oceans. It is. It's awful. It's all bad. No, but it is because of the oceans. That's what they were literally saying. Climate change has a direct, like, the ocean.
Correlation with ocean. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, guys. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wait till you find out how the rest of capitalism affects the environment.
I know. I'm working my way up.
You are. And I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the revelations. But, yeah. I mean... I wish I could fix it. I wish my metal straws could save more of the ocean. I wish I could just fix it for you.
It literally does nothing. Saving. So, honestly, it is good. Like, reduce your plastic.
Use your plastic.
But it's
shit
like,
in the ocean.
But it's like, don't say that you're doing it to save the turtles because it literally only saves, like, one turtle.
And that's as a collective effort, too.
That's as a collective. That's one fucking collective. Turtle.
You're not even saving, like, 1/28th of a turtle. It's 1/1,000,000th.
But so, just think about that.
Well, while we're thinking about that, let's share our marks and wrecks.
Marks and wrecks. My marks and wrecks. Seaspiracy. Also, that's Impractical Jokers. You know what
Who's
else?
Who's your favorite?
I love Joe. He's so funny. He's my mom. Okay. That's my mom's favorite, too. But another thing, the NYX, oh my gosh, what is it? It's the NYX eyeliner, the waterproof eyeliner. I got it in dark brown. I just got it. And that thing, it's waterproof and it lasts all day, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, and they, thems. It lasts all day. Like, literally, like, it was hot. I was sweating. I was expecting it to come off because I usually use my Anastasia Beverly Hills, like, eyebrow stuff to do, like, my liner because it's the pomade. And that stuff, like, it, you can tell it fades. This stuff, literally $6 all day.
I'll have to try it.
And don't ask how I know. I don't do eyeliner. Don't ask how I know, but it is sex proof.
You're going to hell for that. You're going to hell for that. It is sex proof. I'm going to call the police right now. They're actually at your house coming to arrest you.
They're knocking on my door right now.
They're literally outside. Those are the people tapping on your window. They're tapping on your window.
Every single day.
But my marks and wrecks are more Christian.
Less Christian.
More modest.
Okay. Little Miss, I think I've been the more modest one. Just one time.
Just because I lost my virginity at the age of 17 does not mean I am not a modest queen. I'm very modest.
She literally looked over her shoulder as if her mom was there in the room.
I'm so modest. Anyways,
Mine are the movie Soul. That good. Movie absolutely wrecked me.
It's so good.
If it cured my depression for like 4 days. I was, I'm serious. I was like, oh my God, life is worth living.
Life is.
Like, life is worth living for. And then Sunday came around and I was like, oh my God. I was like, it's really not, you guys. I was like, it's really, really not. Disney just loves to feed us lies. Just
watch Soul on Sundays.
I should just watch Soul every day because that changed the way I think about things. Mm-hmm. Clearly not in the long run, but for a short while, I felt comforted. And then the next movie, most of my wrecks are movies. I had been waiting for this movie to come out for the longest time. And because of the panini that we're in, mm-hmm. it kept being laid off and pushed back. But the movie Promising Young Women.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I saw this in theaters. I wish I had the theater experience because I just want to feel like the collective emotion in the theater. Unfortunately, I watched it at home. But that's also kind of nice I watched it at home because it is triggering. So trigger warning for that movie. Very triggering. Make sure you read the plot, like the synopsis, and watch a trailer before you go see it. But it was so fucking good. It was just so good. I get chills thinking about it. Probably one of my top five movies now because it was just so good. I need to rewatch it. So I highly recommend that movie, especially if you're a woman. And if you're a woman and you have a significant other, make a male significant other, I should clarify, make them watch it as well. Make them watch it. And if you don't have a conversation about it with your significant other, if it doesn't, no, I'm serious. If it doesn't start a conversation, leave. Leave them. I'm serious. Dump them. It isn't worth it. If they don't think it's eye-opening and not worth a conversation, they are shitty people. I am serious. I'm being 100% serious. You need to watch it with the men in your life, and you need to watch it yourself. That's how I feel about that. Very strongly. Very strong feelings about that movie. Very good. It was also nominated for a ton of fucking awards. It won an Oscar for best screenplay.
Love it.
So, written by a woman, directed by a woman.
I'll have to watch it. I still haven't seen it.
You should. Granted, it's by a white woman. Mm-hmm. And the main character is white. We're getting there, ladies. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting there to inclusivity. One day we'll be a woman of color, hopefully, fingers crossed. Anyways, so I recommend watching that. My other rec, I guess, would be, this is beauty related. Okay, queens. I started washing my face recently. I'm just kidding. I stopped being 14 and I finally bought something that wasn't clean and clear. Mm-hmm. And I bought the CeraVe Sensitive Skin, like, hydrating wash. Although it doesn't have an exfoliant in it, which is what I typically like. Like, I like scrubbing off the dead skin on my face. It's very soft, very nice. And every time I use it, I feel, like, refreshed. Like, my face doesn't feel sticky, but it's moisturized and it feels clean. Hmm. And I think it's done something to my skin. I think it reduced some redness, if I'm being honest, or just a placebo effect. But I recommend it. It's a nice wash for sensitive skin. So the CeraVe Sensitive Skin, normal to oily face wash.
How do you know if you have sensitive skin?
If you put something on it and it breaks out.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have sensitive skin, but it's like, my skin has been through shit, absolute shit, absolute hell and back. So it's like, I need to start treating it with baby with hands. Some respect. You know, put some respect on her. It's like, I tell men to go wash their face and wipe their ass.
But it's like, you should wipe your face.
I should wipe my face. Wipe my face. I should wash my face properly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was using stuff made for 12-year-olds, you know? That was scary. Do you hear that?
No.
Do you hear that? I'm so scared right now.
Hear what?
I hear interference. It's ET. Anyways.
They're here. They're listening.
It's my fucking Wi-Fi. And it's crazy because they said that they updated the Wi-Fi and updated our internet and made it faster. No, they did not. They're fucking liars because it goes out more and it's slower. So they can suck my big fat wiener. Anyways, I hate the internet and I hate capitalism. But that's all we have for you this week. I'm not going to say sorry for being away for so long, but I am sorry. But I do appreciate all the listeners that we have and all the support we have. Val, if you want to do roll call right now.
Roll call for what?
For all the people that listen.
Oh, all right. Let's thank Bianca, Sergio, Aliana. I don't know if Alexis listens to it. But
she needs to.
But she was listening to it when Aliana was listening to it. So
okay,
we'll take that. Heba listens to it. Who else listens to it? Irene. Irene's one of the biggest fans. Let me think. Oh my gosh. If I missed you, I'm so sorry. I don't know who else.
I think that was
literally like all my cousins.
I love that. None of my cousins listen
to it. Oh, I think Shay also listens to our podcast. Shay does. Shout out to Shay. Shay, how's California?
Shay. And shout out to all the random men from Hinge, Bumble, and Tinder that have listened to my podcast because of me. I went on a date on Monday, and he was like, I think I know too much about you.
I'm like, I don't think you know enough.
I think, literally. And it was funny. He tricked me. He got me gagged. He gopped me there because he had sent me, first of all, a voice note, which I was like, that's very millennial of you. But he listened to the podcast and he sent me a voice note that said, I don't think we should go on a date anymore tonight. Just kidding. Scared the fuck out of me. I nearly shit my pants. He said, just kidding at the end. I was like, okay, haha. He's a jokester. He loves to play pranks. Loves to fib and fable. That was so stressful. So. If you're a guy listening to this podcast, welcome to my mind.
And welcome.
I think it's very normal. And I'm glad you know everything about me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to know a single thing about you. JK. I just told a fib. I want to know everything about you and your psyche.
This podcast is about growth. Because I think we've grown so much since the first season. It's crazy.
I haven't. But I'm glad you have.
Great.
Yeah.
But I think it is about growth, even if it's just one.
Yeah, it's like two different axes right now. Mm-hmm. Like you're on a steady incline and I'm on a steady
decline.
Actually turning steep, pretty steep decline. So if any of you are mathematicians and know about declines and inclines, let me know. Calculate the exact
coordinate
angle at. Coordinates, please. Because I want to know what the fuck is going on. So that's how I feel about that. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Yeah. Really appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for coming
hopefully
back.
Hopefully this uploads.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully it works.
Hopefully this works, you guys. We'll talk about it next podcast, but please just pray because this is crazy, you guys. I feel like every time we record, something happens.
I know.
But have a great week. Have a great morning. Have a great night whenever you're listening to this. And we will, fingers crossed, see you in a week.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.